All right, so moving on with another poem, I have A Ballad of Death by Algernon Charles Swinburne. Kneel down, fair love, and fill thyself with tears. Girdle thyself with sighing for a girth upon the sides of mirth. Cover thy lips and eyelids, let thine ears be filled with rumor of people sorrowing. Make thee soft raiment out of woven sighs upon the flesh to cleave. Set pains therein and many a grievous thing and many sorrows after each his wise, for armlet and for gorger and for sleeve. O love's lute heard about the lands of death left hanged upon the trees that were therein. O love that time and sin, three singing mouths at more now unbreath. Three lovers, each one evil spoken of, O smitten lips, where thou this voice of mine came softer with her praise. Abide a little for our lady's love. The kisses of her mouth were more than her wine, and more than peace, the passage of her days. O love, thou knowest if she were good to see. O time, thou shalt not find in any land till cast out of thine hand, the sunlight and the moonlight fall from thee. Another woman fashioned like as this, O sin, thou knowest that all thy shame in her was made a goodly thing. Yea, she caught shame and shamed him with her kiss, with her fair kiss and lips much lovelier than lips of amorous roses in the late spring. By night there stood over against my bed Queen Venus with a hood striped gold and black, both sides drawn fully back from brows wherein the sad blood failed of red, and temples drained of purple and full of death. Her curled hair had the wave of sea-water and the sea's gold in it. Her eyes were a dove's that sickeneth strewn dust of gold she had over her, and pearl and purple and amber on her feet. Upon her raiment of dyed cindeline were painted all the secret ways of love, and covered things thereof that hold delight as grape flowers hold their wine. Red mouths of maidens and red feet of doves and brides that kept within the bride-chamber their garment of soft shame, and weeping faces of the wearied loves that swoop in deep and awake wearier, with the heat of lips and hair shed out like flame. The tears that through her eyelids fell on me made mine own bitter when they ran between as blood had fallen therein. She sang, Arise, lift up thine eyes and see if any glad thing be or any good, now the best thing is taken forth of us. Even she to whom all praise was as one flower in a great multitude. One glorious flower of many and glorious, one day found gracious amongst many. Even she, whose handmaiden was love, to whom at kissing times came across the stateliest bed, kings bowed themselves and shed pale wine and honey with the honeycomb, and spikenard bruised for burnt offering, even she, between whose lips the kiss became as fire and frankincense, whose hair was a gold raiment on a king, whose eyes were as the morning purged with flame, whose eyelids as sweet savor issuing thence. Then I beheld, and lo, on the other side, my lady's likeness crowned and robed and dead, sweet still, but not now red, was shut the mouth whereby men lived and died, and sweet but emptied of the blood's blue shade, the great curled eyelids that withheld her eyes, and sweet but like spoilt gold the weight of color in her tresses weighed, and sweet but as a venture with new dyes, the body that was clothed with love of old. Ah, that my tears filled her woven hair and the hollow bosom of her gown, that my tears ran down even to the place where many kisses were, even her parted breast flowers had place, even were they cloven apart, who knows not this? Ah, the flowers cleave apart, and their sweet fills the tender interspace. The leaves grown thereof were things to kiss, ere their fine gold was tarnished at the heart. In the days when God did good to me, each part about her was a righteous thing. Her mouth was an almsgiving, the glory of her garments charity, the beauty of her bosom a good deed. In the good days when God kept sight of us, love lay upon her eyes, and the hair whereof the world take heed, and all her body was more virtuous than souls of women fashioned otherwise. Now, ballad, gather poppies in thine hands, and sheaves of briar, and many rusted sheaves, rain-rotten with rank lands. Waste marigold, and late unhappy leaves, and grass that fade ere many of that moan, and when thy bosom is filled full thereof, seek out death's face ere the light altereth, and say, My master that was the thrall to love, is become thrall to death. Bow before him, ballad, sigh and groan, but make no sojourn in thy outgoing, for haply it may be. That when thy feet return at evening, death shall come in with thee. Thank you.